We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, 5 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. It is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and we're starting the hour a little bit late, but that's the way things go on Radio Row. We went a little bit long with Ross Tucker. We've had a lot of guests today, and then Kyle Turley is sitting down with us right now, taken in the draft by the great Mike Ditka, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah. Back in the day. He was all-pro offensive lineman. 9 seasons in the NFL, a colorful on-field career, colorful off-field career, and then when you were done with football, you went right into music. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I moved to Nashville. I was always into music, and then I moved to Nashville. My wife's from Tennessee, so she was living in Atlanta at the time when I met her. She went to Ole Miss, so she's a Southern girl, but she's from Tennessee and got me to live in Nashville after. And we lived there for about 7 years, so I figured, hey, there's no waves or, you know, around here I could surf, so I need to do something.
And music was
– Well, music, I always had it. It was always there from my football career. I always played music, and, you know, you saw that, some of the things that I did. We had, Monday night at the Mic. I got to play with Three Doors Down. They did that. I remember that thing. And then Hard Knocks exposed with the Chiefs. You know, what I did every year being on a football team in training camp, I'd get a room from the coaches down the basement of the dormitory that they would give to me, and I'd go to the local music store, and I'd get all the equipment, drums, keys, bass, guitar, tambourines. I'd get everything, have them deliver it to the dorm, you know, dormitory, set it all up, and you'd find that, you know, NFL football players are pretty talented. And we'd always put a full band together and be able to play a song at the end of training camp and stuff together. It was cool.
And
like prison, you know.
Like Huck said, he used the word colorful.
Yeah.
Does your reputation precede you? Because colorful is a good word. Crazy could be used.
Hey,
like,
you know.
Do people approach you a little?
Yeah,
little?
Those co-words, you know. colorful, crazy, you know what I mean? I just try to keep it real, you know, and at the end of the day, I was an offensive lineman, you know.
Yes.
So I had to figure out my place in the game, you know, as it was moving forward towards these skill positions where it is today, you know.
But you loved the physical combat.
Yeah.
You loved it.
Loved
like, there's,
it.
Like, Crowder loved it. He liked the hitting, the crunching.
It was football. Yes. You know, I was a football player. It was a passion. It wasn't, oh, I thought I could make a bunch of money. Like, I didn't become a first-round draft pick for that. I came a first-round draft because I wanted to be the best. You know, anybody that's ever drafted that high or has the opportunity to make it to the NFL for a cup of coffee, you know, the sacrifice that it takes to get there is unbelievable, especially back in those eras where you didn't have an opportunity to say nothing to nobody or coach or owner or nothing. You know, now these players have so much more protections and value to their personal feelings and hit counts and all that. You know, in the era that I played, it was pretty unique to have made it to the NFL, and you know, that was because of pure passion. I wanted to quit every day. It was so hard.
Kyle Turley is with us, by the way.
Yeah. And with that, I tell people, they say, do you miss the game? I retired now, hell, 10 years ago. People ask me all the time, I know they ask you that, and I say I miss somebody's coach telling them to go left and my coach telling me not to let them go left. And when that ball snaps, somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose. So that competition, that physical competition, did you have trouble turning it off? Because some
course.
Guys have trouble turning that off.
Of course. You know, I've talked about that very detailed, you know, as my – you know, for my football career and how hard it was in the moments of throwing helmets and all that, being in fights. You know, how do you turn that off? We saw it again this year surface, you know, with Myles Garrett. You know, how could he do that? Because he just gave himself a bunch of mild concussions that, you know, we don't want to talk about, and then got in a situation where you're taught not to quit, you know. And so, you know, from being in a bar to, you know, hollering it and getting in a fight with your old lady, you know, very limited people have control in those situations, and you compromise brain, and that's what happened. So, you know, understanding why these things were happening to me, you know, why there was a shift in my personality, not having control, all these other things that carried off the field into the real world post-football life, has been the most critical part, you know. But being able to say that I did all that, and knowing now what I have in answers to deal with all these problems from the game, I'd go back in a heartbeat, and I was unbelievably blessed to have experienced it.
And you're a proponent now of CBD oils and whatnot,
yes,
correct?
Yeah, and whatnot, meaning the whole plant. You know, this full plant has the opportunity to save this game like no other. You know, we've been at the mercy of these pills. You've been on everybody. I don't think there's one person in here that outside of myself, and I don't know anybody else who can say they don't take anything. Like literally, not an aspirin, not an Aleve, not especially Vicodins and all these heavy painkillers and anti-inflammatories. I take zero of those to this day, and I've recovered my body and injuries like I never knew possible. You know, from neuropathy to athlete's foot and my toenails growing back. You know, that I never thought, because I got lost them all every year from getting cleated by these big D linemen and guys that are, you know, stomping on your feet all the time. And the recovery cannabis is very real. If I'd had what I had today and go back to my career, I probably would play 20 years. I avoided maybe 4 surgeries.
And I took the Toradol. Yeah. They called the Vicodin Crowder Advil because I took a Vicodin every day before practice. Yeah. Why do you think the NFL has been acted so naive? I don't think they're dumb. I think they act naive, and I think they push back against cannabis, against the medical marijuana. Why do you think the NFL pushes back so much against the technology and the knowledge, the medical knowledge that you're talking about?
I don't know. You know, there's no answer for that because there's no logical answer, period. The science speaks for itself. You know, you can't argue with science. And there is no Vicodin system. There's no aspirin system, Aleve system. There's an endocannabinoid system that is in our bodies that dictates our health and well-being, period. And when you understand that, and that everybody in this room would test positive for marijuana if they dropped drug testing to 10 nanograms of THC. They put these different levels at it at different sports. The NCAA this year just going to 35 nanograms of THC. The NFL having their conversations about accepting this now of, you know, it's because of the science. Where it was before is because of our government, period. You know, you have to put the blame where it lies, and that is on those people who have known this all along. And when cannabis was the number one medicine in the country up until like 1934, and then it had this shift because of pharmaceutical world and this opportunity to make money for these businesses. And then you have families like the Sacklers who create OxyContin and become multi-billionaires, and they've killed millions of people because, you know, through it. And, you know, cannabis has the opportunity to not just be something that, why don't people say, oh, I don't care, whatever it takes to get you back on the field. I'm all for it. No, stop. That's where we've gotten to where we are with the opioid crisis. Why are we using this? Why am I talking about my CBD company? Why am I talking about opening a cannabis retail that I fought for in city council meetings all over Southern California to finally get a license to open this up? And that's to get the truth to the people, you know, and that lies at our government's doorstep of where we are with the opioid crisis, why the NFL pawns it off and kicks a can down the road.
Kyle Turley, passionate to this day about what he believes in. What are the websites for your your CBD company?
Go to neuroxpf.com and use the promo code SUPER20, 20% off, and that's the base level of cannabis. So you can understand anybody. You give me 1 week, you know, order my products. I produce the best products on the market, period. So other companies that are doing it right, but I made sure of doing it right because I need to make sure people have this experience. And within 1 week, you will experience what cannabis can do for you at the base level with just CBD. And that's 50 state legal. Anybody listening can order this to their doorstep. And it's for all ages. This is not about an adult conversation, an adult use. There's no such thing as recreational marijuana. Everyone is using this to help themselves get better and heal because they want to get their life back, you know. And from that, you know, xpf.com to goshango.com, S-H-A-N-G-O, which is the retail power magnet that I connected with in this whole thing of finding people that are doing it just to the next level of providing consistency of medicine to people is, you know, it's been an honor. And to be where we are today in this conversation here in the Super Bowl, where year after year I've been here talking about this, and now I'm not the only one. It's great.
I've actually listened to an interview you had, I want to say earlier this week, and you said it saved your life.
Period. I mean, I got to the point of taking, you know, 12 different medications a day for a decade or more. Prior to that, another decade of being introduced to those medications, and the long-term use of those were unbelievably speaking to the side effects that I was experiencing that were on those bottles every day that I was depressed at looking at because I need to stop taking these, but I can't. You know, they have such an unbelievable grip on you when you get in. It doesn't take 10, it takes one. And the fear of having my kids get into that, or, you know, just that these things are deadly, to now having the confidence of cannabis now, you know, knowing the truth that it's got me to where I am. It's helping all these other people. You know, I can tell anyone it saved my life, period. Because as soon as I gave it its opportunity, I found a resolution for everything systematically over the years. It's been a long process, but committing to it will show you that you should be putting nothing in your system but cannabis when it comes to medicine, period. There's nothing out there these doctors have an answer for that isn't going to potentially kill you or create some other problem that you're going to need another pill for.
Kyle Turley, he again, passionate, yeah, and at peace. Although I feel like he's still not a guy that you want to get angry.
I wouldn't push him.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I got under your skin. No matter how good you feel.
Once you're a killer, you're a killer. You know what I mean? Once you tap into being a killer, man, I didn't know it was there. You know, football allows you to tap into that.
Who was the baddest man who ever walked in front of?
Man, I had a unique opportunity to play, you know, in the late 90s, you know, 98 was when I got drafted. So I had this opportunity. My first game in the NFL was against Reggie White in Lambeau. Ooh. In Green Bay.
Ooh.
I remember telling my roommate in college, man, watching Max Lane, him destroy Max Lane in the Super Bowl. And, man, I totally blocked that guy. He's like, no, you ain't. Kyle, you stupid, man. That guy will kill you. And then I'm sitting in the locker room going, oh, no. You know, what's about to happen. And then all the guys I got to play, Leon Lett, you know, Chad Hennings, all these guys, I got thrown in the fire my rookie year. I played three different positions on the O-line, going against guys like Warren Sapp and John Randall, you know. I mean, Leon Lett to Spellman and you know, all these guys at the end of their careers. I played against Bruce Smith, you know. I take guys, like, blocking them and then going, whoa, I just did that. That's Bruce Smith. Whoa, awesome. Next block down the field, you know.
You've never feared a man, though, right?
No, man. It was all fun, you know. I don't fear anything. I don't think you have fear when you go play these sports. You just go and you do it, you know. You have a conscience about consequence, you know. But you can't have fear. Yeah. To make it to the NFL, you got to be fearless. To make it in success in life, period, from business to what I've been able to do with my companies, you've got to be fearless. You can't be afraid to walk in that door and show people who you are, you know, no matter what it is. If you want something to change or happen in your life, then you have to show up. There is no halfway. There's no one foot in the door. You got to go in the door and show up, period.
So Lana wants to go punch for punch with you. You got it in you?
No, don't do that. No. Whenever you say that and he says
yes. Let's go. He goes, let's go.
Does the man bun give you any fear at all? Or
yes, very much afraid of the man
bun. Fear of sitting next to you.
Very afraid of the man bun.
Kyle Turley. Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it. Always enjoy talking every year.
Thank you, guys, man. Always.
On Radio Row.
Yeah, thank you so
much. The website, again, is neuroxpf.com. Neuroxpf.com.
That's right.
Thank
Super
you, 20.
Kyle. All right, guys.
There you go. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour continues on. We're going to do 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel is going to join. Usually joins us on Fridays. Going to join us today because we're going to be so busy by the end of the week.
For over 41 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier.
Solana's shaking. I just saw him. He was shaking.
Don't joke with that, man. You see,
how was that funny?
You said, let's fight, and he slapped his knees with
he
two hands.
He was ready to go.
Yes, man, you don't joke with those guys.
It's funny because usually you tell a guy, like, hey, you've mellowed in your own. He's like, nah, once a killer, always a killer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then looks you straight in the eyes.
Okay.
I looked at the ground like mommy and daddy were arguing.
I actually have to walk around Radio Row with him with my hand on his belt buckle for the rest of the day. He asked me, and I couldn't say no.
You better not, because I don't want him to ask me. Yeah, man, we'll walk together for a little bit.
Would that be if I had to walk Radio Row with him just on his belt buckle, on his belt loop?
Reaching in his back pocket. Come on, Hawk. Don't let him do that to you.
I got to do it.
Over 41 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida. Residential, commercial, no job too big, no job too small, because they figured out what customers want. When I went down and talked to Donnie, he said it's simple. We know what customers want. They want quality and service, and it is genius, and that's what they give you. High-quality roofing material and extremely skilled workers that are reliable, experienced, professional, and respectful. And J&K doesn't spring up extra charges on you. They don't give you one price, double it, triple it, quadruple it. They will give you a price. They're not going to double and spring up all them hidden charges, and they'll guarantee your roof is built to last. And in South Florida, you have hurricanes, you got tropical storms, you got the temperature change, you got all the rain and moisture. J&K specializes in roof restoration and waterproofing. They will get your roof working the perfect order, and they'll get rid of the mold and moss that usually cause future damage, as well as waterproofing. A branch falls and hits your roof, they're not going to say you need a brand new roof. They'll come waterproof that area, they'll shingle that area back up, and they'll get your roof working to perfect order. That's what they do. Shingle roofs, gravel roofs, tile roofs, they do them all. And for commercial customers, they are a 40-plus year business. They don't want to disrupt your business while installing or repairing or replacing your roof. They'll meet with you in advance and find a time when you can keep your business going and get your beautiful roof right there on your establishment. The best roofing company in the world is J&K Roofing. Give Donnie or Julio a call at 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-7663 for J&K Roofing.
All right, quick break. We'll do 15 minutes of heat next right here on Hockman and Crowder.
Exposure mentioned, but almost a series of gut punches. I just can't recall anything else like that because of the times we live in, because of erroneous information, because of hearing other things. So it was like a rat-tat-tat sort of just constant series of gut punching. And those first 24 hours were just awful. And I understand how everyone came out with their sentiments and everyone just wanted to exhale and just sort of process it all. And it really was almost in itself a 24 to 48 hour immediate grieving period.
And Ira, you've been covering the NBA since Kobe was a rookie, correct?
Yeah, no, I was here way before Kobe was a rookie, way before he basically let people know that he wanted to go to the Lakers, that other teams were trying to draft him, and he snubbed. I think Charlotte was the one who traded the draft pick to the Lakers, and they got Vlade Divac instead. So from the very start, Kobe was a Laker, and he wanted to be part of that lineage. And he knew the players, and he knew the greatness he was following. And he knew that post-Michael Jordan void was there, and it could be his moment. And I don't think I've ever recalled a player try to be another player so much. And not only playing style, but in mannerisms, the way he would lick his lips and the way he would talk, and his measured comments. And it really was remarkable how I think the NBA, more than any sport, including the one you guys are covering down there now on Radio Row for the Super Bowl, there's such a lineage, there's such a following. This was the league of Magic and Bird, and then it was the league of Jordan, and then it was the league of Kobe and Shaq, and then it was the league of LeBron James. I'm not sure any other sport has those steps where you go from A to B to C, and there's just a natural progression of always making sure you have that individual star. And there very much was a Kobe Bryant era in the NBA.
And Ira, speaking of that, you've been a lot closer to it than we are. You know, I remember 81-point night. I remember the 60, you know, the last game, and the 2010, the finals against the Celtics. Like, I remember that like it was yesterday. What's your fondest memory of Kobe?
I mean it's affectionately. He was an SOB. He reminded me a lot of Jordan in that way. He wanted to cut your heart out and serve it up to you. There was no middle ground with him. I don't think he would have been comfortable with today's, hey, let's go out to dinner before the game and let's go out to dinner after the game as well. Let's hug on the court, you know, or even when Isaiah and Magic shared their kisses or whatever. That wasn't Kobe. It was about the most important thing. Like Pat Riley says, the main thing being the main thing. He was that guy. He took competition for what it was as the ultimate form of proving that I am better than you. And I think that's where, if there was a blip along the way, guys, it was with Shaq, where he wanted to cut your heart out, and the other big goofy guy was having too much fun out there. And I think that's what made it a little bit more difficult to him. So, you know what? We can talk greatest players all we want. We can talk greatest shooting guards. I think when you talk Kobe, you have to talk this way, greatest competitors. And if you talk about it that way, guys, it transcends just the NBA. Kobe Bryant was one of the greatest competitors on any level of athletic fields.
Yeah, that's actually a good way of putting it. Yeah. On any athletic plane, he was one of the top competitors. Ira Winderman, he covers the NBA and the Heat for the Sun Sentinel. How have the Heat players spoken of him?
I mean, it's just the same thing. There's so many classes of Heat, it's interesting. I mean, you have a guy who was a contemporary for a while, and Udonis Haslam, and he was in tears when they did the ceremony yesterday. I mean, he lived through those years. He understood what it meant. You have younger veterans like a Goran Dragic who played against him and knew what it was like, a guy trying to cut his heart out, and how he saw Kobe turn toward the end and become softer and accepting that this was a fraternity after all. And then you have the younger kids who really never played against him but grew up idolizing him. You know, we forget that this generation didn't idolize Jordan. That was a generation ago. This was the generation that idolized Kobe. Just as, I know it sounds crazy, guys, this next generation, the youngest of the youngest, grew up idolizing LeBron. So you can see there's three different levels of respect in the locker room: contemporaries, competitors, and those who idolize and respect it. So he spanned all those spectrums also. When you saw the complete thing, it's crazy. I mean, it's just, you almost feel like Kobe either directly or indirectly touched every single player in the NBA.
And the talk of Kobe replacing Jerry West on NBA logo, you can't not be with it, Ira, but will there be any pushback from the league or marketing or anything?
Yeah, guys, there has to be pushback. Look, this is a tragedy. This was an awful, horrible moment in time. But you can't just keep changing your logo to sort of as a commemorative thing. If you were going to change the logo, then Jerry West's, you know, silhouette that everyone says it is should have been changed to Michael Jordan. I mean, to me, that's a no-brainer when it became Michael's league. And I don't mean to be unfair in these very sensitive times, but Michael's impact on the sport was greater than Kobe Bryant. It just was. So what are you going to do? Have a logo of a sport, and every time there's a tragedy or another great player, keep changing your logo? I think that's why the NBA for years has denied, no, it's not Jerry West. It's just a general silhouette of an NBA player and what it looked like at the start. So I don't think you can do that. And Channing, that's just like the people who said the NBA shouldn't have played on Sunday. And again, I know it sounds too much in the moment, but if you cancel games because of this tragedy, where do you draw the line? If an all-time assist leader or someone like John Stockton, God forbid, something happens, do you cancel games then? When the great Bill Russell, maybe the most iconic of game and societal changers, you know, God forbid, when he passes away, do you cancel games then? It was a very delicate decision. I think what Adam Silver did was perfect. Let the Lakers grieve as long as it takes. They postponed tonight's Lakers-Clippers game, and honestly, they might find a need where they need to postpone the Lakers game on Thursday, depending on the temperature of the Lakers practice tomorrow. That's what you do. You do it humanely, but you just don't rush out. Look, I've been calling the Heat the last couple of days. Are you retiring Kobe Bryant's jersey? The answer I've gotten is we haven't even discussed it. Not haven't discussed it out of hand of just pushing it aside, but this isn't the moment for that. Maybe Mark Cuban, for whatever reason, felt that. This is the moment. Let those decisions fall into place in their own time. Right now, this is still a period of breathing.
The heartless Ira Winderman is with us for 15 minutes.
Man. Look at you. Look at you.
I like to stir it up a little bit. I disagree with you on the logo. I disagree with you on the logo.
Okay, I got to say something here, though, because, look, you know, I know we started on a sensitive thing, but you've got to understand, I am going to be the only guest you guys are going to have all week who's not trying to promote some sort of prostate cream or arthritis patch or something like this. So when you get to the Theismans and the Ditkas and all those people, you'll cherish this interview.
Wow, he is throwing bows. Remember, read Ira's work at AskIra.com.
Prostate cream?
Yeah, I'm gonna show you.
How is that gonna happen?
I'll show you later on. Now let me dog a little heat from last night, Ira. They beat up on the Magic, triple-double for Bam. Tonight is the real test, though, right?
Yes.
What do you expect to see tonight? Because they're on the second night of a back-to-back. Boston's not.
Yeah. This is the opposite. As you mentioned earlier in the show, the Heat were the team getting in the Magic on the second night of a back-to-back, and you saw the Magic run out of gas. The Heat had that 22-4 run to open the third, and that was about it. The good thing is there was no travel for the Heat. It's a fascinating scenario, these remaining two Heat games before the cutoff for All-Star coach. Right now, the Heat is in position for that. They're tied with Toronto, but they have the tiebreaker because they're up 2-1 Toronto. They're 0-1 against Boston in the season series. I can tell you, for all the undying respect that Eric Spoelstra has for the game, he would love to have a week off in mid-February to spend with his newborn son. And if the Heat win this game tonight against Boston, they're in a race with Boston also. Don't hold that tiebreaker. There's a chance that Eric Spoelstra, after the Heat go on a 9-day road trip, on a 5-game Western trip, has to turn right around and spend a weekend in Chicago. So we'll see tonight not only the resolve of the Heat on the second night of a back-to-back, but how much Eric Spoelstra wants to coach or how much he doesn't want to coach during the All-Star game.
Ira, we got waiters, 18 minutes, 14 points versus the Clippers. We got 6 minutes last night. Are we expecting that Deion's going to work his way back into this rotation?
You know what, Channing? It'll be only as long as the opportunity is there, because what was the difference last night? The difference was Friday's game, Goran Dragic didn't play and the minutes were there. Last night, Goran Dragic was back from his calf injury. Well, Kendrick Nunn is still out right now. The Heat are listing him as questionable for tonight's game with the Achilles. I think he misses the game as well. I don't know how much can turn in 24 hours. So there'll be nominal minutes right there for Deion. The real question is this. When everyone is healthy and you're back to the winning starting lineup of Myers Leonard, Bam Adebayo, Duncan Robinson, Jimmy Butler, and Kendrick Nunn, well, then your next guys off the bench, as deservedly are going to be Tyler Hero, are going to be Goran Dragic, right now James Johnson and Kelly Olynyk. I think when everyone's healthy, I'm not so sure there will be minutes for Deion Waiters. I think he'll be what he was against the Clippers, an open in emergency scorer if you need that. But the Heat aren't going back against what's gotten them to this point in the standings.
Ira Winderman is with us again. Heat and Celtics tonight at the American Airlines Arena. And their home record 21-2. They have to, I'm guessing, have exceeded everyone's expectations thus far, right?
Yeah, because I know they've exceeded mine, because I did not see this coming. Yeah.
Is the biggest fear of the organization a repeat of what happened that magical season that had one great half of a season and it was not realistic? Is that the only fear, I guess, left with this squad?
I don't think so. I think that had a little bit to do with that was the year after Dwayne Wade left. They weren't sure if they had a definitive leader. You know, Goran Dragic is what he is. He was an older player. Let's face it, guys. If there was going to be a rookie wall and rookie collapse for young players, then Kendrick Nunn and Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson would have hit it already. They didn't. Then look at Bam Adebayo and his triple-double last night. He's still getting better this season. So I think the only thing that holds this Heat team back right now is really health more than anything. On Thursday, they're going to announce the All-Star reserve. Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo sure as heck should get in. So this is a two All-Star team. So this is real. This roster is realer than we thought, because we didn't know about Hero or Dunn or Duncan Robinson coming in. We just knew about the veteran players. So this is real and this is spectacular.
And Ira, we've talked about this leading up to it. Now we're, what, 8-9 days away from the trade deadline? Any believable rumors out there?
Well, there's a couple of things for the Heat. Look, they would still like to augment this a little bit more. Their number one trade chip, as it's been all season, is Justice Winslow. And if you've seen Justice Winslow, give me a holler. I'd like to know where he is. I mean, he's bad with that back injury. He has played one game since December 5th. So I don't know if a team that's living in the moment is saying, get me Justice Winslow. So there's not a lot of trade chips right now. So it might be a small kind of deal. The other kind of deal they can make is to get out of the luxury tax. We know last year they cut Rodney McGruder the last week of the season to do that. But I don't know if you trade a Myers Leonard or Kelly Olynyk right now when they're in the rotation just for mere money. I think this team is a little bit beyond it. But those are two guys I would look at where the Heat might trade their bigger contract for a less big contract to get under the tax. But I wouldn't see that as a priority. I think unless Justice Winslow is still in the eyes of some a trade chip, they have very limited draft capital, including not being able to trade any future first-round draft choice at this stage.
Ira Winderman, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Make sure you try out his prostate cream as well at a pharmacy near you. Thank you. Thank you, Ira.
And it's delicious on veal as well. Thank you, fellas.
See ya, Ira. That's Ira Winderman. We're live at Super Bowl headquarters on Radio Row, Miami Beach. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. Five o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Enjoy our 5 o'clock hours courtesy of our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. We're over here on Radio Row. I was just over at the CBS Sports Network booth that they have over here. Brady Quinn is on the air with Will Brinson, and I was talking off the air with Jamie Eisenberg, Pete Prisco, and Jason LaConfora. The big I, of course, am an NFL insider like the rest of them, so we were all, you know, tossing around a couple ideas here and there.
I was out there talking to some volunteers and some security guards. That's my realm of friendship.
You turn on the news in South Florida. Weather is always a big deal. Beautiful today. Weather's always a big deal. Your roof, obviously, very affected by the weather down here. Maybe you've noticed a roof leak. Maybe you've noticed a little discoloration on the ceiling and the ceiling in your house. Could be a roof leak, and obviously you don't want to take a chance with your roof. And that's why I always tell you about All American Roofing, because you do not want to let a roof problem go. That is disaster. All American Roofing, that's the way to go. They've been in service for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors, and they're always available to provide the best in customer service. And I know there's, you know, fly-by-night companies out there. You need to stay aware. All American Roofing is so trustworthy. My wife and I used them to re-roof our entire house back when Hurricane Wilma hit in 2005. Very glad that we did, and I take great pride in recommending them to you every day. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. They're always there to help, whether you need a brand new roof or just a repair. Estimates are always free. Call them today at 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF. Or you could check them out online at allamericanroof.com. It's an event here, Radio Row always is. I was walking around with Solana during the commercial break, and, you know, we're walking through, and Old Spice has this barber shop here on Radio Row with a big old horse, and there's some Twitter lounge that's open right now. It's a two-level lounge. I don't even understand what it is. And like I said, all the guys from CBS Sports Network are out there. It's a scene. And tomorrow it'll become even more off the hook because it's going to be open to the public. NFL Experience will open here at the Miami Beach Convention Center Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You got the Super Bowl, obviously, on Sunday. And this Miami Beach Convention Center is going to be something. Last night was Super Bowl opening night at Marlins Park. Mm-hmm. They do events every night. There's a media party tonight, too, at one of the ports, I think.
Yeah,
it's easier to go to the media party when you're out of town than in town because you can just hop on the bus. And they. Yeah. But, you know, who the hell wants to hop on a bus here at the convention center, go somewhere, and then get dropped off back here at the convention center? But we have a lot of stuff planned for you over the next 3 days. Darren Revelle is going to join us tomorrow. Who else is on the show with us tomorrow? I know you just said Kevin Harlan is going to be on with us Friday, Solana.
Yeah, Kevin Harlan Friday. Tomorrow, awesome show lined up for us. Braxton Berrios will join us in the 2 o'clock hour. Alan Hearns will have Darren Revelle and Victor Cruz as well.
Very cool. Very cool. Oh, and
so
Jason,
many questions off. I couldn't get off on Ross Tucker. He took the whole interview.
Boy, Ross Tucker came. I mean, that like that dude – he was – I'm trying to think of, like, who the equivalent is there where you launch up one question. Ira? I mean, Ira's pretty good at that.
Yeah, he's better than
as
Ira.
Well. Oh, I mean, that was
– he started asking me questions. I was flustered. I'm not answering questions from you. It's my show.
Took right over. That was – you know what? We had Mike Greenberg on, Greeny, the other week.
He
took over.
He asking us questions.
He started asking us questions.
Well, it's your time, sir.
Anyway, we're doing our thing here, and like I said, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, going to be ridiculous. That was Nick Wright that just walked by us there. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Nick Wright got the hair working.
He's never won a fight. That Joker looks so frumpy.
If you were listening in the 2 o'clock hour today, bro, there was a security guard named
82 pounds.
Ooh, Nick Wright?
Bro.
A waif. He's a waif.
I was the only one amazed by that.
Who was the what was the dude's name? The security guard for
Mr. Chokovich.
Mr. Chokovich out.
Mr. Chokovich out.
Who was he here with? It was Logan Paul's brother.
Logan Paul's brother, Jake Paul.
Jake Paul
and some boxer,
Sugar Shane Mosley. Some boxer.
Some guy.
And they could have fit inside of his body, both of them together. That dude was huge.
That guy was ridiculously big.
I want to see him and Kyle Turley go at it.
Kyle Turley, man, that dude. Again, not like his playing days, but just physically imposing.
Oh,
you remember back in his play? Do you remember him as a player with the hair? He had long, flowing hair.
Yep. And I remember like it was yesterday. There was a Saints versus Jets, and somebody like hit legal hands to the face to him. Have you seen it where he snatched the dude's helmet off?
And it was crazy.
And he threw the Jets helmet 170 yards somewhere into the stands.
So it was like
he slung the helmet. It was literally about 50, 60 yards.
It was so. Yeah. It was. All over the news. Yeah. Like he had an anger management problem.
He brought up, I was going to ask about Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph. He brought it up.
He seemed to be on the side of Myles Garrett.
It's like, hey, you just get going, man. You just, you know, you never know what you're going to do. I kind of agree
with you. So he was with us today. Kyle Turley, Ross Tucker was with us today. John Crotty joined us. Talk about Kobe. Ira Winderman, you just heard there. Jamie Eisenberg stopped by. Devon Godshaw was with us in the 2 o'clock hour. He was excellent. Jay Figg did the Fade Figg segment. We had a loaded potato, right? Did I miss anything? I think that was everything from today's show.
That's it.
And tomorrow is going to be even more loaded than that. Loaded potato tomorrow as well. So we do our thing here live from the Miami Beach Convention Center every day this week. And tomorrow, like Solana said, huge number of guests. Thursday, Friday. Really looking forward to Kevin Harlan on Friday. He's always an excellent guest. So we got a... just a great week of shows planned for you.
If you plan to watch the Super Bowl at the crib and you're having people over, you got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Now, Delaware's been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. Owned and operated by the same wonderful family, y'all. They know what they're doing. They have the great selection. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimp, 20 different species of fish, all the crustaceans. They have everything you need. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. But I got to tell you about what you need to do for the big game. If you are going to watch Super Bowl, they're taking pre-Super Bowl orders right now. Now, at Delaware, you call them in advance. Go to DelawareChicken.com now and see all that they have and order whatever you want. Call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. They will have your order ready when you get there. That's going to save you time. You can set up your pickup time. So whenever your party's getting started, the Super Bowl this year started, I believe, 6:30. So whatever your time your Super Bowl parties get going, they are open until 4 p.m. on Super Bowl Sunday. You you got to get down there. If it's not for Super Bowl, go down there for dinner any night of the week. The Crowder family, we eat there all the time. They have the chicken wing platters, chicken strip platters, stone crab platters, shrimp platters, the dips. Your guests will love the fish, the salmon, and the buffalo dip. You just can't beat Delaware. DelawareChicken.com is that website. Give them a call in advance. They're going to save you time. They're going to save you money. They're going to give you a great selection. They're going to give you delicious food. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market is located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Dan Day did a great job back in the studios in El Portal. Tree Crawford did a great job out here with our on-site engineering, Alejandro Solana as well. That is going to do it for us from Radio Row on this Tuesday, and we will be right back at it tomorrow. Everybody have a great night. Go Heat, and we will speak with you from Radio Row mañana.
I got to avoid Jerome Bettis. So I let it go. I peed all over the bed, Ross, and she had on all white, and all her white clothes was soaked in pee. It was the craziest thing in the world.
You know what? I may have done that 2 to 18 times in my career.
I try to tell y'all, I man, ain't nothing wrong with being in the bed.
I will tell you that I just did it right now, but I'm 50 and incontinent, so.
Give Donnie or Julio a call at 954-961. That's 954-961-7663.
You petered out there at the end.
Woof. My mouth got stuck.
Just
woof.
Petered out.
961, woof.
Tuckle.
954-961-7663 for J&K Woof.
Going to make a little extra money?
How so?
I give you $1,000 to go push Bill Romanowski.
Where is he?
Right there in the blue shirt.
Because he is a crazy man.
Just go push him.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need
really
to need, need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.